no 15º Código, viajamos até Nova York para falar do trio mais interessante de Brooklyn, The Big Sleep. São apenas 3, mas soam a 4 ou a 5. Os The Big Sleep trabalham de tal forma exaustiva as faixas instrumentais que grande parte das vezes dispensam a voz das suas composições. Os ambientes que criam, no entanto, são envolventes e misteriosos, alternando andamentos tensos com outros de intensa beleza. Do que se sabe ao vivo, eles são pura energia. No início do ano, os The Big Sleep foram à Breakthrough Radio para uma pequena entrevista onde falaram do seu mais recente álbum, Son of the Tiger. E por aquilo que ouvimos, parecem ser bastante simpáticos.
I'm here with The Big Sleep. If you guys could introduce yourselves.
I'm Danny.
I'm Sonia.
I'm Gabe.
And Maya from Breakthrough Radio. You guys just released your full-length debut album, Son of the Tiger, in September, and I know that it took you kind of a while, and you've talked about this in the past. It was sort of a long process. I was wondering if you are experiencing any kind of postpartum depression or happiness or anything.
No, it's total happiness. We're so raring to go. We're ready to just hop in and do the next one.
Already?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we have that feeling. I don't think we're... The songs aren't 100% there, but we are ready. Like, as soon as they are, we're in.
It won't take three.
Yeah, it won't take another 3 years.
We'll do that again, no way. Yeah.
We tried it that way, we didn't like it. We're going to try it the short way next time.
And what do you think about the response to your record so far? I know it's been 3 months or so, but you guys have been playing a lot of live shows in November and stuff.
We've been really happy with it. Just playing the shows, it's been like... we played shows with the whole steady, but we didn't think... Like, we love those guys a lot, but we didn't think people who were into them would be into us, and it's just been really surprising how people are picking up, and, like, I don't know, I guess rock just appeals to everybody.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see The Big Sleep on the billboards in the subway. Maybe.
Right.
It's part of that ad.
So are we.
What was your favorite part of touring?
Togetherness.
Throwing thousands of dollars into our van for repairs.
Yeah,
I think we had a great time, actually. Just every show we played with the whole steady was awesome.
Yeah,
we had a great time.
I just go into other cities because we live in New York for so long, and you kind of forget that there are really cool people everywhere doing really interesting things. Pittsburgh was really fun. We got to go to like a weird after hours kind of speakeasy kind of place. The kids,
no names,
no names. Kids that we met took us to it, and it was just really. It's just great to see you.
And Florida was a surprise. Florida was really great.
Surprisingly cool. Yeah.
Well,
not
yeah.
cool, I mean, but it was...
You know what I mean, though? Like, my vision of Florida is what I see when I go visit, like, my grandparents.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And to see that there are kids there and that it's like...
Yeah, that was really cool.
Even
in
a place like Orlando, which you just think is just amusement parks and fake.
And just, like, sprawling suburbs, but there are really, like, cool people there, too, and it was fun.
Really fun.
I also hold judgment about Florida for some stupid reason.
Exactly.
I've only been there once, and it was at Disney World. So.
I think it's because that's all anybody knows about it, and it's like going to the South with all the nice things about the South removed to some degree because it doesn't feel Southern, you know?
It's not
charming. Tread lightly.
In the way that, like,
anyways, but we saw a lot of the rest of the South too. South Carolina was great. We had a great time in North Carolina.
We saw in Savannah. Savannah was beautiful.
Savannah was really nice. So.
Savannah is nice. I think there's this island that's like right off the coast there.
I've heard about it.
Well, maybe you should book your tour there. do you guys have any big 2007 plans aside from becoming so famous?
You're
already there.
We have a tour coming up in February.
February and March. I guess we're touring down to South by Southwest with the Thermals, who are a band that we really, really like. And we're really happy to be able to tour with them. And then we're hoping to get our record out in the UK and just the rest of the world and tour all over.
And then start recording.
And that's the other thing. Just
conceiving,
start recording the next one.
Conceiving your next project.
Yeah.
The conceiving has been done.
The conceiving is
not done. We've started, we're halfway through the conceiving.
We're definitely more than halfway through.
First trimester.
Yeah.
do you guys have any favorite places in the city or in Brooklyn that you like to play? Or you feel at home? Or I don't want to make you pick favorites.
We love the Mercury Lounge. Has always been a really great spot for us, and we got some of our first sort of bigger shows were there, and those guys have been really amazingly supportive. We love that venue. It's a great home.
And then in Brooklyn, I love playing South Park. I love those guys.
Doug is great. I like going to see shows in North 6, and I love Bowery. I just love that room. Just seeing shows there is so great.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys spent a long time looking for a vocalist and sort of decided you were just good on your own and wanted to do your own thing. I know Sonia, you sing a little bit. Danny, you sing. I think you're going to keep it just the three of you guys for now. Forever.
Yeah, I think we've decided that it's just the three of us.
Forever.
Well, we're the only three people who can stomach each other, I guess. But it's
barely.
That's just how it turned out.
You know, I think also it just makes it, we've realized how much it makes things easier. I mean, getting around is easier, you know, just touring was so much easier. Writing is easier.
Yeah, and just, also just the writing process when you're like, we feel comfortable enough with each other to be like, you know what, that's not working for me, or that's, you know, we have to work on that a lot or something. You know what I mean?
Less dynamics to have to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. And less of like working in a fourth person and, you know, feeling them out.
Right.
And I think Sonya's really good too.
Yeah.
Well.
Sonya, what do you think?
I think it's fun. I don't know how good it is.
How's your writing process? How does that work usually? I know that's kind of an annoying question, probably, but
generally, Danny comes in with an idea that he's worked up in his mind, and he'll play it for us, and then we'll work on that just as a rhythm section. Sonya and I, and Danny playing along, and then it just takes a while. Sort of, it seems like
it
just
incubates.
Sort of, it incubates. Yeah,
we don't play totally. It for a while. We think about it,
and then those parts get married to other parts, and then the arrangements kind of come together, and then it seems like. Generally, I guess then your part sort of changes to some degree. Danny's part seems to sort of evolve into something kind of different, where then the whole song becomes like three-dimensional.
I feel like I bring in the skeleton, then we all kind of add to it and arrange it, and then once the arrangement's there, I kind of put whatever embellishments are on top, and then
vocals if we feel like it needs vocals when we feel it feels the need,
and then we call it a song.
Do you guys like beets?
Beets, honey.
The vegetable. Just do you like
that? Oh, I don't myself. Sonya likes the beet salad. But,
I like I don't like beets, but in general, I didn't think I did. And then I got this beet salad at Bonita that makes me want to start in Lloydsburg, and that's fucking good salad.
I love beets.
But
I came around. I used to. Yeah, it's true. Drummers love beets. It took me a while. I used to hate them. That's just.
I didn't even plan that one. Do you guys have any secret talents or anything?
Sonya is amazingly good at Dr. Mario.
About me.
I'm sorry, I have no talents. I have no talents myself, so I gotta brag about
yours. I like
yours.
To keep an air of mystery. So, I'm amazing at in fact. I challenge the whole radio audience, anybody to beat me.
Anybody listening.
Is that
it won't happen.
It's like Tetris with pills, right?
Yes, exactly. So it's really good.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No one can touch her.
But then anything else even like it, like the Rubik's Cube, she has not mastered. Tetris, you're okay.
I'm good at Tetris. Like,
I would say okay.
I'm better than you.
Well, I'm not claiming to be good at all.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Mario, that's my one talent. I wish there were Dr. Mario tournaments because I would make a living doing
what
it.
What makes you say there aren't?
I don't think there are.
You could be the CEO.
I don't think there's enough interest in that game.
If anybody knows, emails.
It's actually amazing that you found that game. I mean, like, of all, who turned you on to that
challenge? What exactly what I'm great at?
Yeah.
Is that original Nintendo?
Or
is
it?
Yeah.
It's old school.
It is. I only have Super Nintendo now, but. As an aside, my old Nintendo says "please work" in marker on the top, but didn't work. I wanted to ask you about your murder video, which is creepy and also cool. And what's that silver thing that you're touching a lot?
The silver thing is supposed to be a device of destruction. It's supposed to be some kind of like
We wanted it to be the what's that?
The doomsday
what's
device.
That Hitchcock term that he talks about? It's like the mulligan, I think that's what it's called. He had a word for this thing that was like, it's the unexplained thing that's sort of the catalyst for what happened for the action.
The guy that directed the video, Andrew Buckle, he was just really amazing because he basically made it out of nothing. There was no budget, there was nothing. He went to IKEA, he had all these, he's really great at just like pulling shit together and making it into something. And those are actually the tops of two spice bottles that he found at IKEA, and he put cardboard in.
Yeah,
don't ruin the magic.
It's been ruined. Yeah,
built a nuclear device for us to use in our video,
and we didn't know what was gonna happen when we opened it, and then all of a sudden. Yeah, but that he shot the whole
particles and stuff. It was awesome.
The whole thing was shot on a green screen in his apartment,
in his living room.
And then he added every single thing. Like, we would go in, and he would show us the progress, and we'd be like, how the hell did you do that? And then he'd show us, I downloaded this thing, and this is from the Sistine Chapel, this background, and I put that in the background, and then I put this motion on it, and then I added this, you know, like car driving by that gives it this feeling of motion.
And then we stopped listening.
Yeah. he was great. Thank you.
Ainda no princípio do que parece ser uma promissora carreira, os The Big Sleep são já uma das bandas de referência do circuito nova-iorquino. Para o fim, You Can Touch the Untouchable, The Big Sleep. Música para ouvir de quem nunca se ouviu falar.